Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
A spirited way for you to start your day. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. How do you do? You knew that today was Monday, right? We haven't left that much behind. The last day of August, 31st of the month, 30 days, half September, April, May, and November. All the rest have 31 in kind, except leap year and, you know, all that stuff. So what are the things that you need to know about the people who are here? Well, number one, Jennifer Horn is beautiful.
Oh,
that's
thanks.
One thing that you need to know. Rich McFadden has a smart mind, a snappy repertoire.
And a smart mouth.
Ray Partey. Well, I was going to say that, but I thought I'd leave that to you. And then there's Ken Kesler, who's mindful, and that works well with the rest of us who are mindless sometimes. All right, so the first matter of business today is we review what happened this past weekend, because I think that's a good place. Always reviewing where you were, so that you know that today can be better, this week can be better, the rest of the year can be better. This is kind of a weird week, because there are some people who still, last week was the most vacation. Last week of August is number three in the list of weeks that people take off. One, Christmas. Two, 4th of July. Third, last week of August.
Clinging to summer.
Right. So summer has 21 more days. You couldn't prove that where Jennifer and Kenny are, or where I am, or Richie is, and in turn, sometimes you get to late August and it gets chilly, and even people start closing up their pools. Not the case. Weather still big in the news because it was just hot. Not bad, but hot yesterday in Southern California. And here where I am in New England, it was an August, sort of last week was an August heat wave. For the first time this year, things are brown. We need rain.
Yeah, down here in D.C. too.
Yeah, we do need rain. There's no rain in the forecast for us here all week long.
We've had a third of the rain we normally get in August.
Really?
It was a very wet spring
and
early summer.
It was.
And then now, quite honestly, it's been beautiful here in D.C.
Yeah.
The humidity's been low.
Yeah.
But,
that's unusual because you can have some pretty humid times there.
August is usually the dog days.
Humid. Yep. All right, so anyway, you have a lot to look forward to as September begins. Labor Day will be a week from today, yes.
There are only 115 days, 17 hours, 50 minutes, and 45 seconds until Christmas.
Shopping days, Christmas. You, Richie, and I are on the synchronicity.
Don't rush through our life, please.
The synchronicity there. I was thinking about that over the weekend and thought, yes, that's a good thing to bring up to give people hope at the beginning of the year.
You can keep tabs at www.xmasclock.com.
xmasclock.com. You can keep tabs of what's going on here if you check DougSteffen.com. You can follow the bouncing ball as to what's going on today and this week. So I'm going to go around the room, and I'll start with the things that were most important to you, whether it be in your life or whether it be in the public domain. For me, the most important thing to recognize, there are two things, actually. Number one, the passing of Wayne Dyer, who, for me, represented,
really?
Yeah, he, 75 years of age, had trouble with brain cancer, a couple of different cancers. And so a lot of people are asking, well, if his life was so wonderful and if he was so smart, why did he die so young? There are a lot of different philosophical ways you can work through that. I don't think it makes any difference. What makes the most difference to me is what he contributed to the discussion of what life is all about in our world, in our time.
You know what's interesting?
What?
On the other side of the spectrum, Wes Craven also died of brain cancer this weekend at 75.
Both, by the way, it kind of broke at the same time.
Yeah. Well, I don't know much about Wes Craven. I knew he was a producer of movies that were pretty horrible. Wayne died. Depending on your point of view.
You just think about the how opposite those two guys are dying of the same age, of the same thing.
Yep. Yeah. I think that's a part of it. Wayne Dyer wrote any number of books, always on PBS. If you ever had a chance to see him in person, you know what a dynamic, a persuasive, and pleasant fellow he was. So that's one. And if I may have one B, Vin Scully says,
yeah.
Dear God, if you give me another year, I'll hang it up. How many years, Jennifer, is this guy? 67, I think it is, right?
Yep, and that's probably my most important story this weekend. He is by far my favorite radio TV personality.
Yeah, wonderful.
Aside from the ones I'm related to. I mean, he's just, I mean, I was born with Vin Scully. His voice to me is like
on the
honey.
Air.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Still so smooth.
Wow.
Has it all. I present to you, theoretically, the idea of living a long, healthy life like that. And you can say, well, okay, how do you juxtapose that to Wayne Dyer passing away? Wayne Dyer continued to contribute up until his last moment. Vin Scully, I believe, will contribute until his last moment. The way that you keep things going is to keep contributing, to keep doing, to keep being. And so I always say that to my friends who are my age, who say, you know what, I think I'll hang it up. Well, look at Vin. He's 20 years older than you are, and he hasn't hung it up yet.
So he loves it.
He does, and people love him. And I think it's that energy that keeps somebody going. I think he's, as long as he can speak and be coherent, and he's not an embarrassment to himself, and he certainly isn't. I think he sounds the same.
Amazing. The guy's amazing. Makes a mistake once a year, maybe.
Yeah. Well, but his brain, what does that tell you about his brain?
This needs to be the Dodgers' time to put on their big boy pants and win one more for Vinny, because that would be a great way for him to go out.
Isn't that, you think that really this is his last year, this next year?
I think it could. I mean, look, when you get to be 90, it doesn't matter what you say, whether it's your last year or not. I think he'll keep going as long as he feels like he can.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you don't have that many to spare in the can. So I think if the Dodgers were to win, it would be this year or next year. Mm-hmm. And that would be a great gift for Vin Scully. I think it would be a great way to send him out.
All right. So, Richie.
Yeah.
Number one review of the weekend and perhaps last week, number one item review.
One of the things that's kind of hit me between the eyes this weekend is I am from Maryland, but I live in Virginia now. And the former governor of Maryland, Martin O'Malley, who is now trying to run for the...
He's still running? Mm-hmm. I didn't hear about that guy.
So he's still trying to be your Democratic, presidential candidate. Found out this weekend that apparently when he left the governor's mansion, he bought all of the furniture out of the mansion for $10,000.
Yeah.
It's $62,000 worth of furniture that Maryland residents paid for that.
How's
all
he
of the furniture.
Making that work?
Apparently, one of the Maryland agencies that governs the stuff inside the governor's mansion deemed it junk.
Really?
And he was able to buy it for $10,000.
Yeah, nice.
Like 62 pieces of furniture. And I'm just thinking, wow, you really think in this day and time you're going to get away with something like that?
Yeah, there you go.
You really think people aren't going to notice?
Mm.
And it's that happens all the time.
I bet you're right.
Yeah.
Well, we know because he's running for president, but all the other governors, when they leave office,
I bet that happens
all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You're probably right.
Well, something to think about. All right, so Kenny, what about you?
I had a very selfish weekend. I unplugged, and I turned 50 on Thursday.
Happy birthday to Ken.
Thank you. It was a big birthday kind of weekend. My wife and my son both have August birthdays, so it was a lot of family stuff. All weekend long, and then we wound it up taking Reno back to school. He starts his senior year today.
Really?
Wow.
Swell.
Yeah.
That's good.
I feel like he just started like a minute ago.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
Crazy.
No kidding.
Isn't it though? All right, so there we have our review. What's yours? You want to share it with us? 888-302-3684. Good way to begin. If you'd like to share in other ways, email to Doug or Ken or Jennifer or Rich at DougStefan.com or Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter Good Day. Trending is what's number one in the trend box on social media, Kenny?
Probably a tie between that shooting in Virginia and Roanoke last week and the 10th anniversary of Katrina.
Mm. All right, well, that's a little bit of last week. So let's focus on this week. There are some things that have held their ground that we'll talk about over the course of this hour. One of them has to do with the refugees and the immigrants and the migrants that now have come into focus, not only here in our country, but all around the world. The problem is not just an American problem. Why are you chuckling?
Because Chris Christie has the ultimate fix.
Really?
Yeah.
You'll tell us about that in the next
I will, yeah.
I know. 16 after the hour. Doug Stefan and the Good Day program. Here's the whole food drink that is so powerful that professional and Olympic athletes say yes to it every time. Because beets are a rich source of nitrates. Beets are rich in all kinds of compounds that are antioxidants. Beets are nutritional gold mines of bone-boosting boron. Put that in your pipe and smoke it, Jennifer. Bone-boosting boron.
By the way, you shouldn't actually smoke super beets. So.
No, be bad.
Why did I say that?
You said put that in your pipe and smoke it, Jennifer.
No, you probably
should.
You know what you could do, though, if you really wanted to be clever? You could take beet greens and dry them. And then smoke them.
Okay, let's not get crazy.
All right,
let's talk about super beets.
Well, I'm just making a suggestion. Beets! I didn't ever tell you that my suggestions always worked or were good.
It's true.
Beets are a nutritional gold mine of bone-boosting boron. I so like that. Bone-boosting boron, heart-smart folate, tryptophan, and so much more. Super beets do not run out. Make sure you continue to take every day a teaspoon of super beets. Put it in a glass of water, like Richie does, Jennifer does, Kenny does, and stir it around. Drink it. But before you've done that, perhaps after you've had your breakfast, maybe it's a midday pick-me-up, you've got yourself into the Neo 40 habit, have you?
Just did, yep.
Neo 40 is a capsule that is full of the same nutrition, the same beets, the same color beets as you get in the powder, but it's in a form that will instantly dissolve in your system. Put it in your mouth. It is not something you'll swallow. It'll dissolve very quickly. And as it goes down into your system, into your stomach, it becomes so quickly absorbed that your energy in 3-4 minutes, you will feel the difference. Richie, by the time we get to the bottom of the hour, will be ready to run around the studio on his hands.
We got my Neo 40, and then I do my super beats after the show.
That's it. Okay, so how do you get yourself in line for this terrific adventure? It's terrific. See, the great way to start Mondays, especially. That's why I talk about this early on Monday morning, because it is really a good way for you to get rid of where you were over the weekend and get yourself going. Special offer for the listeners of Good Day. When you purchase 2 boxes of Neo 40, you get a free 30-day supply of Super Beets. You get the free book on nitric oxide, free saliva test strip so you know how much nitric oxide is in your system at all times, and free shipping. Neo 40 and Super Beets together, tested, patented, and they work. Plus, now Super Beets comes in a great black cherry flavor. Yum, 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 yum. Call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Again, that number to call is 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. You'll just love the results. That's it. Bottom line, you'll love the results. 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from 100-year-old orchard. It takes 2 apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different, crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet, just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Drink responsibly, but drink. I think
that's my philosophy.
Drink a glass of Super Beets.
Oh, that
21
too.
After the hour, and Good Day.
not attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
This is the memory portion of the Doug Steffen Good Day program at 23 and change past the hour. This day we saw the largest pre-order of albums in the history of CBS Records. 2.5 million copies of Michael Jackson's Bad album were shipped out to record stores on this date, August 31st, 1987. The LP followed in the tracks of the Jackson album Thriller, the biggest Jackson seller of all time. 35 million copies of that puppy were sold. Didn't know that. The Bad album was successful, sold 13 million copies. Imagine how these things did. This is the time you're going to start seeing releases of important things in anticipation of the Christmas selling season. I know you want me to wash my mouth out with soap when I say that, but that's...
Sort of. Actually, I want to do it for you. That's just going to be fun.
All right. So in terms of memory, let's go back to this date in 1997. When an incident took place involving the heir to the Harrods department store chain and a famous person in England. Who were those two people involved in an incident that was reported not only in England but all around the world and seemed to have international consequences? 888-302-3684. Person who comes up with the right answer first gets on the air, will win themselves a sample pack of Cedarside Original 100% Organic Bug Spray for your home and family. Yes, this was the day. 1997 was the year. And the heir to the Harrods department store and the lady he was with involved in an incident that had European consequences. I'm getting goosebumps just thinking about it.
I know.
And international consequences.
One of those moments where you remember where you were.
Remember, exactly. So the lead is that this fellow was the heir to the Harrods department store throne, if you will. He and this lady were involved and have been involved. So who are the two people involved in that incident? 888-302-3684. As you think about that, think about this. On this date in 1865, the United States government, as the Civil War was over, listen to this now. Remember the date. The year is 1865. The Federal Treasury Department, federal government said the Civil War cost the United States 8 billion dollars. This is in 1865. Billion dollars. 100 1 million people were killed close to it. Wounds, never mind the wounds to the people, but the wounds to our country. 1865. On this date in 1942, as you looked up into the sky, you saw it was not a bird, it was not a plane. It was, in fact, Superman, able to leap tall buildings in a single bound. He started on network radio. Bud Collier, who starred in Beat the Clock later on, was the voice of Clark Kent and Superman. Most people didn't have a clue as to the identity of Superman until Time magazine wrote the article about 4 years later that spilled the beans on that. All right, so anyway, a couple of things that have happened on this date in history. Let's see if we can clarify what happened on this date in 1997, the reference to which I just made. How about we say hi, everybody, to Grace. Hi, Grace. How are you? Welcome.
Fine today.
That's good. Where are you?
I'm in Manchester, New Jersey.
Manchester, New Jersey, as opposed to Manchester, New Hampshire. All right, not a bad deal. So who are the two people that I'm talking about?
It was Jody Fayette and Princess Diana.
Where were you on that day?
Very upset.
Horrible.
Home, watching. Yeah, I watched the whole funeral. It was just awful.
Yeah, it was a horrible moment in the history of, in our modern history. All right, hold on a second, Grace. We'll make sure you get your Cedarside Organic Bud Bug Spray Sample Pack. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. I'm your host, Mark Green. Today with Rich Lowry of the National Review and Gary LaMarche of Democracy Alliance. Coming right up, President Obama's climate change EPA regulation assumes the planet is at serious risk. Republicans shout, what about the jobs? Who's right?
Get out to the forest and discover the wonders of nature with your family, just like Blue, Jewel, and the whole real flock.
Let the kids connect to their roots. It's going to be so much fun.
Yeah!
Let's rock this jungle.
Yeah! Fresh air.
What a glorious morning.
Clean water.
Woo-hoo! Woo! Great!
And endless surprises.
Yo, this is untapped territory.
How amazing.
Visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Rich Lowry and Gara LaMarche. President Obama's climate EPA regulation presumes that extreme weather is threatening the very survival of the planet and humanity. Republicans disagree, saying it's just a jobs-killing plan. Who's right?
Any regulation has to be evaluated on a cost-benefit analysis, and this one will have fairly steep costs, we can assume, with really no benefit whatsoever. If you evaluate it on the basis of the climate models that are out there, this will produce a 15th of a 1,000th degree lessening in the global temperature by 2100. So why are we doing this?
You know, it's funny because I often hear from the right that America needs to lead, and why is now America not in a leadership position in the world? And in the context of climate change, people are saying, well, the problem is global, it's the developing world, it's only a small piece of it. It is a piece of it, but for the United States to be able to go to Paris and exercise any true global leadership on this, we have to get our own house in order.
That was your Both Sides Minute today with Gara LaMarche of the Democracy Alliance and Rich Lowry of the National Review.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
Saga for today, Monday the 31st. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington, and Kenny Kessler has his hands and face all over Facebook, facebook.com/Good Day, and Twitter Good Day. We were talking earlier about the passing of Dr. Wayne Dyer, who's responsible for our thought for the day today, which is the only limits you have are the limits you believe. Oh, what genius that is. The only limits you have are the limits you believe. How do you get yourself out of that? Read some of his books. Wes Craven passed away over the weekend. And so that sort of gets us down to the brass tacks of some of the issues. Europe is getting flooded. The gravity of the migration crisis became shockingly evident last week after Austria found the remains of 71 people in a refrigeration truck. So now, what's going on? The world is looking not only at the problems on our border, but the problems in Europe and elsewhere around the world, in the Middle East. Over the past year, Hungary has become the most popular backdoor for Arabs, Asians, and Africans to get into Europe. No passport checks, no visa checks. You think we got it bad here? Think about that. Well, what we have here is something that is a result of, in part, our own negligence. Can you say that about the rest of these areas? The problems in the Middle East, the Syrians going to Turkey, a lot of Arabs who are tired of the war, the hatred, the haunting feelings of living in an area where there just is no peace. So they pack up their families. And there are many Asians who come from some of the rougher parts of Asia doing the same thing. How do you think they learn about this? Africans doing the same thing. How does the news get out that you can go into Hungary and then you can sneak across the border into Europe. From
so many, I mean, gosh, when there's a will to do something bad like that, you just, there's a whole underworld. I mean, I didn't realize here, and this is right down the street from me. I live in Southern California, and right down the street from me is a town called Pasadena.
Yeah, great.
And
town.
Altadena, and did not realize, and I've lived here my entire life, which is clearly only 19 years, but they do, what do they call it, maternity tourism for people in Asian countries. It's a huge thing where people get pregnant in wherever they are in Asia, China, wherever, and they come over here at about 5 months pregnant, and they go on this maternity vacation. They go, they have packages to go to Disneyland, you go all over Southern California, you see all these things, and then you have your baby here, and then you leave. So that they have citizenship.
Yeah. Yeah.
And but how would I mean, I never heard of it, but these people obviously do because it's happening. Thousands and thousands of people every year. I mean,
tens
it's just
of
part
thousands
of that.
Of people.
Yeah. It's just part of that culture. When you want to come and do something, you figure it out.
All right. So what do you think about Trump's reference to what happened in our country during the Depression? He was talking about the Mexican immigrants and their families who were forced to leave the country because they were taking jobs away from whites, despite they had a legal right to stay here. Is there something backwards? It's sort of right by bringing it up because it sort of turns around the reality. He says we ought to do that, get rid of all of them, or get rid of as many. I mean, how practically do you do that with 11 million people? He said it, but there's no plan that puts light around it.
Well, it makes it very difficult. But, you know, wouldn't you rather have someone who's got a plan that kind of overdoes it than underdoes it? I mean, because what you'll see happen...
Yeah, if there's a plan attached to it, yeah.
I think what you see happen is you see a wall going up, which is, I think, the first step in securing anything that's, you know, overrun by something. Maybe you see some drone technology go up. And then you start seeing the people that get themselves in trouble, that are identifying themselves to the system that gets sent back. And sorry, if you're doing that, I don't feel sorry for you. You come here illegally, you break the law here, time to go back. I think that's where it starts, and I think that's it's a good place to start.
During the Depression, people didn't have the wherewithal that they do today to move around, and the access to the kind of money that some people have to pay off these people who are mules bringing back across the border at $9,000 a head people who have gone. I know somebody who was deported, came within 4 months right back. They were in jail for a while, got deported, went back to their country, and within 4 months they were back here again. And so again, I have been and I am a supporter of Trump and his ideas, but he's thin when it comes to explaining. I watched a little video from, he was here on Thursday night in Boston and went to a home, a well-known local car dealer named Ernie Bach, who has huge, I think second largest car dealership in New England, huge numbers. He brought Trump to his house. Trump stayed for an hour, answered some questions. You watch him talk, listen to his action. I mean, it's a lot of talk, but it's almost simplistic. It hits at the issues that are important, but it doesn't sound, as I watched him and listened to him, I wasn't convinced that he really knew what the answers were to the problems. Acknowledging that there are these problems is an important thing. Don't get me wrong. And I'm happy that he's getting the attention that he's getting, because that means that people are at least focused on the issues that are problematic. And whether there is an answer to the questions, I would say turn your head toward Carly Fiorina, who will talk about the same issues, but actually she has thought through some answers. And the fact that she's not going to be in this CNN debate, or whatever you want to call it, is more evidence that CNN has got their head so far up their butts that they can't see anything.
Did you hear Chris Christie's latest gem, Doug?
No, what's his latest gem?
He says he's going to have Fred Smith, the founder of FedEx, come to work for the government for 3 months.
Yeah,
just 3 months.
Dollars, yeah,
and work for the Customs Enforcement, and have them track people who come into the country legally.
Give
and
them a
overstay their visas like FedEx tracks packages.
FedEx is brilliant.
Nice. There you go.
Isn't that awesome?
That's a great idea.
You get a sticker on your
great
forehead.
Great idea.
Beep.
Yeah, Yep. It's a great. It's a good idea.
Every time you check in,
yeah. Beep, 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 beep.
That's a great idea.
It is a good idea.
He says, listen, if private industry can track packages all over the world, how come we can't track some people who come in here legally with paperwork
because
around the country?
We don't want to track them.
Right. Ah, there you go.
We can do whatever we want. We don't want to do this.
Last week, the world's markets went for a wild ride, but you'll notice today a completely different face on the markets in the world. All's well that ends well. Stock market in our country more than regained its losses last week. China struggling. They'll figure it out to a point. But the major industries and global economies that CNN said on Tuesday were going to circle the drain, stick it in your ear, is what I say to CNN. And how much of that did we just, I said to you, and so did many other people, and I'm not saying that I'm necessarily the smartest guy in town, but I'm not a dummy. And the first thing and the last thing that I thought of was do nothing. Having learned by going to the school for hard knocks, you don't do anything.
Today may be a little bit of a ride.
Yeah.
You got Tokyo opening a little bit low. The Fed apparently teased over the weekend that they may still think about raising rates in September.
Yeah.
So the Japanese market is taking a bit of a dip, so we'll see what happens.
It was 10 years ago, and this is the last sort of wrap on this past week, Hurricane Katrina. You know, at this point, I'm tired of all of the revivalist history, what went on. There are two things that stay in my mind, or maybe three. The current situation with the dirt, literally, the loam, the dirt, the gravel, the size of a football field every hour, draining out the Mississippi, coming out of the delta in the area around Katrina because it is not properly protected. The glad-handing of politicians and the forgetting of Ray Nagin, what a corrupt, no-good SOB he was, and how that affected the people that live in New Orleans. How, what was it, 10-20%? Roberta Fasanelli, our own contributor who lives in New Orleans now part of the time, says that 10-20% of the people that lived there before Katrina have not come back because they can't afford to, which is, you know, that's okay. There's redistribution of people. That happens sometimes. But I find that this the way that things were fixed, so it's incredulous the way things were done back to the way they were before, in a way that wouldn't protect the city if there was another storm the same as Katrina. But I'm just kind of tired of talking about it at this point because there doesn't seem to be a will to fix those problems. Is there? Am I missing something? Or what did you see? What did you get out of all the conversation about Katrina? Oh, gee. That's what I got. Anybody,
Ray Nagin's still in jail.
Ray Nagin's still in jail.
Yeah, that's
I think
good.
You go, wow, time flies. That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I think it's important. I mean, maybe not make a huge thing about it when you're, you know, overcooking everything. But the fact that, you know, you pay tribute. I mean, maybe somebody learns from their mistakes. The problem is I don't think New Orleans really has.
888-302-3684. Here's something that will become a mainstay of conversation on a lot of the right of center talk radio. And I'm going to be interesting to see how they handle this because of that gruesome crime that took place last week. The debate on gun control has been revived mostly in social media. The situation now focusing on the parents, Andy and Barbara Parker, of the slain television reporter Allison. They have started to speak about gun control with a passion, and I think you're going to see this, whether they have the hooch to do something over and above the NRA and the powerful gun lobbyists remains to be seen. You remember what happened when Brady got shot and how much of a focus that was. There was some gun control that came out of it. But the public, this is one of the things you don't hear Trump talking about because it bothers the base. I don't think, I haven't heard him talking about it. You can correct me if I'm wrong.
Gun control? He's not for it. He thinks it's a mental illness thing, as I do.
Well, it is a mental illness thing.
And nobody wants to talk about that.
But mental illness, how do we keep those people from getting guns?
I can tell you. You start reporting stuff. I mean, you have, you call on law enforcement. We report things that aren't right, and we make sure that law enforcement is investigating those things and updating people people's records. If you have mental illness on your record, you don't get a gun in this country. There's already a law about that.
Why
the problem
is
this guy had anything on his record because no one was reporting him. Right. They wouldn't hire him. They'd hire him. He'd lose his job. He'd get escorted out.
He's
been having
so
issues since 2000.
Yeah, the court system, if you say something about someone, that's why nobody anymore says anything. Somebody comes to me about an employee I've had, I just say they work for me from X date to X date. That's it. I never say anything about them because if you do, you're going to get sued.
Right.
So that's why that stuff doesn't happen, and that's why that's part of the problem that needs to be
addressed. Probably the biggest part of the problem.
You should be able to say that dude is whack, man.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Not only should you be able to,
well, now
that should
they can say it after the guy's dead.
And
they all say, "Well, this guy was a problem employee." Well, so what? What does that do for Ms. Parker now?
But here's the deal, okay? You are hiring somebody, and you call one of the references, and the reference
says
that, says,
and you don't hire them.
They worked for me from March of 2014 to March of 2015. Okay, can you tell me any more about them?
Nope.
They worked for me from March.
Yeah, right, exactly.
That's all you need
to know. Okay, so Mr. Parker is off on his mission. Here he is talking about the same issue. I'm sorry, he was on CNN. On the same issue that we're talking about, guns and Trump and his daughter.
What's the next step for you? I hate to keep invoking the name of Donald Trump, but I think Trump was, I've been asked by several media outlets, well, Trump says there's, this is not a gun issue, it's a mental health issue. Well, he's half right. It is a mental health issue, but there's a linkage there between guns and mental health, and there's got to be some kind of protocol established so that we keep people from getting guns. And I think that bill in California, it wouldn't have saved Allison. It's just like, you put a seatbelt on and you drive, and there's no guarantee that it's going to save your life if you're in a horrific accident. But it's something, and that's the next step.
Yeah.
We're going to, that's what I'm trying to accomplish.
All right, good luck to you, sir. That's a tall order, but it's something that really does.
Well, no one can take on the fact that, this guy has a lot of sadness in his life right now, and taking on this mission is making him feel like he can have some control over his life again. I totally, totally get that.
Now,
we just have to start having the real conversation.
The
here.
Deputy in Texas got shot on Friday night. There's another one. It's 12 before the hour, 48 after on Good Day.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
All set. How was your visit with the dentist?
Kind of painful.
Shall we book another appointment then?
No,
wonderful. I'll sign you up for a root canal reward. 10th one's free.
What?
You're drooling on my papers.
That's lovely.
How about a rewards program you can actually use every day? Finally, there's plenty. Earn points at one place and use them at another. Join for free and discover exclusive offers only at plenty.com. There's plenty together. Terms and conditions apply.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy, runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
wish summer would last forever? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Endless Summer Sale, August 27th through September 7th. With colors like Picnic, August Moon, and Pressed Flower, you'll be surrounded by summer long after the leaves have changed. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 30% today. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Atmospheric aluminum, mercury exposure, estrogen toxins from plastics, microwaves from cell phones and smart meters, and low-quality foods all combine to create conditions for the very high incidence of disease in our society. Now more than ever, we all need to be consuming those foods and herbs that epigenetically signal the cells of our body to produce energy, create proteins, and detoxify. When we properly support our bodies, then even in these toxic times, we can promote and achieve excellent health. One World Way is the first energetically encoded whey protein food derived from Amish pastured cows on the U.S. market. After 3.5 years, we've heard miracles occur for so many people. One World Way has a track record of promoting detoxification, improvement in elimination, and improvements in energy, skin quality, and elimination of inflammation. One World Way is formulated to mirror the macronutrient ratios found in mother's milk. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld.com. WHEY.com.
All right, 53 past the hour brings us around to sunshine and tech talk time on Good Day. We'll be bringing you Kim Gerritsen with some ideas that will help you if you want to be brushing your teeth better at this moment. This information will help you save your teeth, your gums, your smile, your breath. Technology. Yes, what are we going to do that technologically can do all of those things? Wouldn't you like to know? You'll find out in a moment here on Good Day.
Summer's here, and a great way to get into the spirit is with a fresh coat of paint on your favorite room. It's easy and affordable. To help get you started, our friends at Sherwin-Williams can provide expert advice, from the latest in paint trends to choosing the right color and simple cleanup tips. The Sherwin-Williams experts have you covered for painting success. Simply walk into one of their 4,000 stores and ask for a Sherwin-Williams professional, or go to sherwinwilliams.com. And don't forget to sign up for their Paint Perks benefits to save every day.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need school supplies for my kids, and I can't spend a lot.
With Staples' 110% price match guarantee for back to school, find an item for less, and we'll match the price and give you 10% of the difference.
So I'll get the lowest price on backpacks?
Yes.
Notebooks?
Mm-hmm.
Calculators?
You bet.
Even?
Yep.
Nice.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match plus the 10% difference discount valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Valid through 9/19/15. See store or staples.com for details.
Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Happy to have Kim Gerritsen with us again today, who was responsible a week ago for informing you that unroll.me is the way to unsubscribe to a lot of things that you don't want. And from that point, it's been up, up, up and away, because then, if that, as if that wasn't enough to justify his existence and appearance here, next he told us about ad blocking. Go to adblock.com for YouTube, for any of the things that pop up on your screen when you're looking for things and you're just tired of those ads. Hit that ringa, and you're done. And then we learned about Amazon Echo. Echo. Okay, so anyway, now you think there's something he can present to us that's even better and more stunning informationally? Yes, boys and girls, if you're brushing your teeth at the moment, you better listen to this from Kim.
So the Oral-B Bluetooth toothbrush. When I first read about this, I thought, that's really dumb. Why do you need a Bluetooth toothbrush? But then the more I read, I realized I'm a real lazy, lazy brusher.
Are you?
What does the dentist say? You know, 30 seconds, a minute, something like that?
At least a minute, yeah.
Yeah, so the Bluetooth toothbrush, you put an app on your phone.
Good God, listen to that. Wait, hold on, just a second. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, stop whatever you're doing. Anybody who's doing anything else, stop right now and listen to this. This will not give us... I'm looking at this stuff. Kenny's read this through already. You won't believe it. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, put an app on your phone. Program it for a minute. Even, accelerating, decelerating speeds. Mm-hmm. Push a button on your toothbrush and your app talks to your toothbrush to make sure you brush for a minute. And even crazier, take your phone to next time you visit the dentist and have your dentist program your toothbrush for you. So your dentist can guilt you into brushing for a minute.
Who knew we needed that?
Oh, I wonder God. What the proctologist could do with this kind of an app.
Don't get confused.
Yeah. $149 for that puppy. All right, so Bluetooth app for your brush. Man. All right. People will be talking about that through the best part of the day. All right. Let's see here. Keys in the morning after you brush your teeth, have your breakfast, you're ready to go. You can't find your keys. What do you do?
Where are they? So $29, the ProTag sensor goes on your key ring, another app on your smartphone, can't find your keys, push the button on your smartphone, the keys beep. Or you can't find your damn phone. Push the button on the sensor and your phone beeps.
How do you live without this stuff?
Huh? What do we do before that?
How do you live?
15 sets of keys is how we did it.
Without this stuff. All right, you got one more beauty for us too, right?
So battery backup for your smartphone. You know, most of them are big and clunky. Mm. The Flux Mob. It's the size of a D battery, that little square battery. And it also charges your phone in the wall. And then with a little square Flux Mob charger, $41, you're carrying around a backup battery for your smartphone.
He's a smart guy, isn't he? Kim Garrettson, you got three things to take with you today. Never mind Apple expecting to unveil a new iPhone on September 9th. How about this stuff practical today? Kim, you're our hero. Thanks for being here on Good Day 59 after the hour.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.